it up. First question. Nick Pecoro.
Hey, Josh. I'm Nick Pecoro. I cover the team for the Arizona Republic. Welcome to the Diamondbacks. I guess I just wanted to start by asking what was appealing to the Diamondbacks when you signed with them last month.
Well, I think the biggest thing was they were the ones that reached out and really wanted me. You know, this was a slow off season for me in regards to teams calling. So when these guys called, I jumped on the opportunity and wanted to make an impact as soon as I could, and got down to Arizona and got as ready as fast as I could, and wanted to get up here to help these guys win as early as I could. But I think that them just showing that they were determined and dedicated to getting me out here and getting me ready, I think, was the convincing point. And they really showed the interest, as the other teams just didn't have the interest in it. So here we are, happy to be here, and hopefully I can help this team get some wins on the board.
Hey, Josh, Steve Gilbert for the team for MLB.com. How have you felt about the way you've been swinging the bat? I know it's only hadn't been very long since minor league season started, but how are you feeling at the plate?
I feel great. I was just all about getting my baseball skills back into shape, but I think that consistently I've had some pretty good at bats, and I'm swinging the bat well, hitting it to all fields left and right. So that's one thing when I know I'm going right is when I'm using the whole field, I tend to get a little pull happy, as most of us do at times. And it's just about how quickly I can make that adjustment. And I've done pretty well at making those adjustments, I think, here in the early going. And hopefully that continues at this level as well.
Yeah, did you have any, concerns or anything about going down to the minor leagues? Or you just kind of felt like if that's the way you had to get back to the big leagues, you were fine with that?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, and if whatever it takes to get back to where I need to be is the road I'm willing to take. And one thing I will pride myself in this game is I truly love this game, and I want to play as long as I can, whether it be 40, 42, 43, 44, until my body tells me I can't do it. And if it's at this level, fantastic. And if it's at AAA level, then so be it. I want to play that. Like I said, I want to play as long as I can. I want to see my boys come to the field every day and see what their dad can do out there. So whether it's AAA or the big leagues, I was put on this earth to play baseball, and that's what I'm here to do.
Josh, Mike Farron from D-backs Radio. You played for Torrey in Pawtucket. What was your relationship like with him there?
You know, unfortunately with Torrey, we didn't have much time together, but we were great. I think we were probably pretty close considering the team we had. Very open communication. I really enjoyed playing for the guy because he was very vocal with his guys, especially me. So I got a good relationship built with him there. I think it was great coming to a team where I had some experience with the manager. So I think he and I picked up right where we left off 10 years ago. So it doesn't feel like 10 years ago, but it is a long time ago. But I think when I walked into his office, he and I picked up right where we left off. And I think that we can continue to do that now. And it obviously helps with having that kind of relationship with somebody that you know already.
Did you have a relationship with Mike Hazen too when he was the farm director there?
I did. Yeah, he was the farm director when I was in Boston. And he and I actually we had some bumping head moments. I was that crazy stubborn kid from South Georgia that kind of did things his own way. And back then it was about them helping you develop the way that they needed to get you up to where you needed to be. And we bumped heads, but I think we've gotten along great. Even in those days, I think that as soon as we bumped heads, we were able to work it out really quick and just talk things out. But, and I'm not saying that because we had a bad relationship. We had a great one. But there were just some things that, I was just young and stubborn and stupid and just did things my own way. And that's how I worked. And as the years got on, I learned to progress and I grew up, I matured. And but I think he and I had a great relationship. So I can't wait to talk to Mike. It's been too long.
Any stories come to mind along that? What was he upset with you about?
I was the young kid who hit my way, as opposed to them trying to teach us the Red Sox way. They were wanting me to work on being more patient at the plate, maybe walking more, having a better pitch selection when I was young. I thought I could hit anything you threw up there. If you threw the rosin bag, I had a good chance of hitting it for a double in the gap. So that was probably the biggest thing we bumped heads about, was about me taking more pitches. And then they finally took the initiative, I think in double A, to move me to the leadoff spot and forced me to take until I had a strike or I would get fined. So I think I was pretty upset about it back then, but looking back, I think that was probably one of the bigger steps I took in the development as a young player, is to getting to where I needed to be.
Nick, Yeah, I guess one other thing I noticed when looking at your numbers, it looks like you've hit lefties really well recently. And I know this is kind of a lefty-heavy team. So, I mean, I think that's probably a skill that's good for them. Have they told you, you know, is that something you should expect to see a lot more of? And what do you think is behind that? Why have you hit them better than righties lately?
I'm not sure if there's a real reason why. I think maybe more focus, because mostly in my career, I've been told that I can't hit them. And I think I've taken that as a personal grudge, as to kind of show them that I can do this and I can't hit lefties as much as I can hit righties. And I think I just focused on getting more work done and staying in the box better against lefties, so I could prove to everybody that I could do that. But I think that's just a matter of getting older and more mature in this game and learning not to try to go up there and, you know, crush every pitch. You're not going to get a pitch that you're going to need to crush every at bat. Just to do what you can with the pitches you're throwing, no matter who's up there, whether it, you know, be a guy like Mad Bum or a guy like David Price, even a guy like Justin Verlander. You still have to set the same approach no matter which way they throw. And I think that's really helped me even out of being a better hitter against lefties.
Jack Summers.
Hey, Josh. Welcome to Arizona. Jack Summers from AZ Snake Pit. So did... along the lines of what Nick was just referring to, did Torrey outline specifically what he expects in terms of your role and how your playing time might shake out and all that?
We haven't really discussed playing time yet. He did say that we were going to jump around in the lineup, which I've followed this team since I've gotten here, and I've seen the many lineups that get thrown out there, and I know that this is the National League and a lot of quirky things happen, so... I'm ready for anything. If he needs me to hit, you know, lead off, fourth, seventh, eighth, whatever, I'm here. I'm here to help the team win, and it doesn't matter where I hit. I'm just going to go out there. I'm going to play my butt off, give 100% out there, and do whatever I can, whether it's hit a home run, make a diving play, or, you know, getting that extra base on a double or something like that to help this ball club win, whether I'm hitting first or sixth in the lineup. I'm ready whenever they need me.
Hey, Josh, welcome to Arizona. Quick kind of a non-baseball question here. What's it like being friends with Ric Flair, and are you still a big wrestling fan?
I am. I'm still a very huge wrestling fan. I may not watch as much anymore now that I have 19-month-old twin boys and the season starting, but I still follow it on social media. I still watch it as much as I can. Still a huge fan. And, you know, Rick and I have had a really good open dialogue with each other for probably a better part of 6+ years now. That's the one thing that a lot of people don't realize is I've known Rick before I even got to Houston and the Woo movement started. Excuse me. I've had the luxury of being lucky enough to meet and know a lot of wrestlers in my time from being friends with Triple H, who ironically was my favorite growing up and still is my favorite to this day. And but they've treated me really well, and all the times I've spent backstage and got to meet a bunch of guys, you realize that these are just like when, you know, you meet players like in the big leagues, we're human beings and they are human beings as well. They're not all in character, but as soon as they hit that ramp, that character kicks in. But there's nobody more fun than being able to hang out and call Ric Flair. I still think it's pretty cool when I see Ric Flair's name pop on my phone. I think the 5-year-old in me gets really excited when something like that happens.
I can imagine. You know, he had a long career, wrestled for late in his life. Did he ever give you any advice about having a long career? Anything you could take from those guys?
Not really. We haven't really talked about much about dealing with his career. I try to tend to take my conversations away from wrestling from them because they probably talk about it so much. So I try to kind of normalize ourselves and make it a conversation about life and whatever we may want to talk about. Because you just never know. Like, you look at guys like us, if we're out doing something, say we're out with our wife hanging out, you know, probably the last thing we want to talk about at Ruth's Chris dinner is about what happened last week in a baseball game. So I try to tend to steer away from the wrestling questions unless they bring it back around. And as soon as they get that category brought right back around, I kind of ease my way into it with some wrestling questions. But I have asked a few questions to Rick about how the experience was and what it's like to walk out on that ramp and get the whole place to erupt and, you know, showing off his fancy robes around. So I've definitely picked his brain a little bit about stuff like that. And I can imagine just what it's like being on top of the world in that kind of perspective.
Thanks, Josh. Appreciate it.
Maybe.
Barry Bloom.
Barry.
Hey.
How are you, Josh? Good to see you again.
Good.
Good. So on a more global basis, what do you think of this whole system in baseball right now, where a guy like you with your kind of experience at your age had to scrounge around to get a job?
I think I'd be lying if I didn't say it wasn't frustrating and a little bit infuriating. I think the game's going in a direction where, you know, 5 years ago, we couldn't even imagine the way it's going right now. So it's definitely changed. I think that we have to make some adjustments in life right now. But I talk to my wife and friends all the time about, you know, look, 5 years ago, a player like me would have signed a really nice, cozy deal just on his track record with the playoffs and all that stuff. So I think in that regard, I would be lying if I say it didn't kind of make me a little angry. But, you know, these are the way things are, and I can't control that. So there's no need for it to hold me back and to get to where I need to be back and doing what I need to do. So I think that it's just another speed bump in the road of life and the career of Josh Reddick that, you know, that I maybe needed to take a step back and humble myself to realize that this is how things work right now, and it's out of my control. So the best thing I can do is put it behind me and keep pushing forward.
On the other hand, it must feel good that the Diamondbacks had a need and came to you to fill it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, all it was waiting for the right opportunity to find a path back to the big leagues. And like I said before, if that meant spending a little time in AAA, then so be it, to get to where I needed to be back in baseball shape. So I'm really excited for this opportunity. And like I said, I'm ready to help these boys win.
Luck. Thanks.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
Evan Thompson. Hi, Josh. I cover the Diamondbacks for Last Word on Baseball. Have you had much of a chance to get to know any of the guys on the team yet?
I mean, aside from today, not much. You know, I've known a few of these guys. Like, you know, Vogt and I played in our days in Oakland, so I know Steven really well. So he and I picked up, and we've stayed in contact over the years just because we were really close back then. And, you know, with Mad Bum, I've never really got to talk to Madison. He's probably gonna get mad I called him Madison. Sorry. I've played against him a lot, being the Bay rivals, and faced him a good amount of times. And I had a feeling that he and I could be two people that get along really great. We're two Southern guys that like the backwoods kind of lifestyle. So I feel like he and I could pick up from and then be right there with in sync with each other. But I'm still learning these guys. You know, that's the toughest part, I think, about getting to a new team, is learning names, learning, you know, who to talk to and what to talk to them about. So really excited. You know, it's always fun to learn new guys, so I'm really excited to get to know a lot of these guys.
All right, everybody, that's it. We'll have Torrey up next. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Josh.
Thanks, Josh.
Thanks, Josh.
Thank you.